Hello. Today I want to talk to you about care teams. What is a care team and why you should join one? My name is Deborah Roberts and I'm a missionary and I'm on a care team. A care team is a group of people who are on the same mission for God. We see this in the Bible. Paul mentions his care team in Philippians 4, thanking them for their support when he went to Macedonia. Paul also said, we are part of one body and we really do need each other. In 1 Corinthians 12:25, it says, and so there is no division in the body, but all its different parts have the same concern for one another. This is the basic idea behind a care team. How is it formed? God will call a group of people to the same mission. This could be anywhere in the world, a country, a people group, women, men, children, even an idea like ending slavery or addiction. Whatever the mission, the goal is to love God and love people. God calls everyone to a mission, so I would encourage you to pray and ask him to reveal what yours is, and it could be you will be joining a care team soon. So let's talk about the different roles on a care team. Each team member performs a different function to advance the mission. Those who go and those who serve as senders join together and use their gifts and talents to advance the kingdom of God. Normally, there is a missionary or a missionary couple, a team leader, and different support roles, including moral, logistics, prayer, financial, communication, and reentry. And there can be additional roles, but I'll focus on these six. These roles are defined in the book Serving as Senders Today by Neil Parolo, which I'll include a link to this below if you'd like to read further. For each role, I'm going to give a short description along with a spiritual gift that would do well in that role. And I've included a couple examples because those always help me to understand things. So first is the missionary. And if you see in Acts 13, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. So after they fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. So a missionary is a person or a couple who are on the ground serving. God calls this person to go, and the church confirms it, as we see here in these verses in Acts. This is usually where a care team starts. God calls someone to go, and they start asking around to see if anyone else has received the same call for the mission. Some spiritual gifts that would be helpful: faith, apostleship, teaching, pastoring, evangelism. If God calls you, he's going to use whatever gift he gives you as a missionary. This person or couple are the actual feet on the ground, and they're doing the actual physical work in the mission field. But it says in Romans 10:15, how shall they go unless they are sent? Because not everyone is meant to go. Someone has to maintain the church at home, and this is where the rest of the roles on the care team come in. First, there's moral. Being there for a missionary serving in the field to provide wise biblical counsel and mental and emotional support. It says in Proverbs 25:7, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. If you have wisdom, discernment, exhortation, this might be the role for you because this is a ministry of love. I can tell you from firsthand experience, this role is so important. Your missionary will be dealing with a lot of different physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual things. And having a faithful listening ear who can point you to the word is invaluable. And hearing from people something like, God bless you, we're excited with you and your missionary adventure. It's a ministry of encouragement for the missionary. Let me tell you, I've heard things in the past like, why are you wasting your time? You could be making so much money if you would just do this or that. Or what about your kids' education? Or how could you leave your family like that? These are things that I've heard myself or have been said to other missionaries that I know. And they have not been very helpful. A missionary goes because God calls them and they answer yes to that call. And yes, we do give up things that other people have, but when God calls you, you go. So having a supportive moral team who can be encouraging and excited about the same goals as the missionary is important. That could be you, I don't know. Or the next role is logistics. And this is the nuts and bolts of serving. It says in 2 Timothy 4:13, Paul says, When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus and Troas and my scrolls, especially my parchments. Now, a logistics person takes care of all those little details behind the scenes. If you have the gift of administration, this might be your role. They are problem solvers, detail-oriented, they're organized. Logistics people take care of the missionary and or mission from home. Things like researching items that need to be purchased, purchasing those items, and then packing them and shipping them to the mission. Helping the missionary and mission with whatever is needed physically. This brings us to prayer. Ephesians 6:18 says we should be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. If you have the gift of intercession, knowledge, or faith, let me tell you, you are needed, because this role is spiritual warfare. There is a battle going on that none of us really see, and these are the people who stand in the gap and intercede for the missionary and the mission. This role is vital for me as a missionary. I can't do anything of kingdom value without God's help, and having someone interceding for me in the ministry just makes my life easier. Prayer is step one in everything for me, and having people come alongside and cover me and the mission in prayer, it's vital, let me tell you. The next role is financial, and everyone always thinks, oh yeah, financial, that's what you want from me. If you see in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7, it says this: remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. If you have the spiritual gift of giving or service, this might be where you participate on a care team. And like I said, this is the one everybody thinks of when they go to talk to a missionary. They think, oh, they just want money from me. And yes, we live in a world based on money, and some is needed to fund the ministry. So if God gave you the same heart for the mission, then yes, donate financially if he tells you to. And with a cheerful heart, because remember, your financial donation goes up to God first and then back down to that missionary and ministry to advance the kingdom. You can donate funds for things like making sure your missionary eats every day, or funding a special project, for example, buying blankets for every prisoner in a jail ministry, or donating to buy a car so the servants can drive there and minister to them, buying Bibles, food boxes. I don't know, each mission has different needs, and talk with your missionary if they're not sharing about what's going on, and find out how you can help. This role also includes people who help raise funds for the missionary and ministry, and could also include helping the missionary with their finances at home, things like tax filings, insurance, retirement accounts, dealing with any support that comes in, getting it to the missionary in the field. The next is communication. If you see in Philippians 2, it says, Lord willing, I plan to send Timothy to you so that I may be comforted when I know how you're doing. If you have the spiritual gift of exhortation, mercy, service, this might be the role for you. This is very simple. It doesn't have to be complicated, writing a short note or email to the missionary so they stay connected to where they came from. Maybe doing a video call once a month, or mailing a care package, sharing pictures or what you learned from a sermon at church, or even how you went hiking last weekend. Little things matter, and helping the missionary stay connected and encouraged is important. Re-entry is one of the roles. And if you see in Acts 14, about when they returned, verse 26, and from there they sailed back to Antioch, the place where they had been commended to the care of God's grace for the work they had now completed. When they arrived in Antioch, they gathered the people of the church together and told them about all that God had done with them and how they had opened the way for the Gentiles to believe, and they stayed a long time there with the believers. As a reentry person, if you have the gift of hospitality, this might be for you. This happens when the missionary returns to the home country for either furlough, which is short-term, sabbatical, which is a little bit longer, or for good. And when your missionary comes back, let me tell you, they need some help. They need help adjusting to society again, because reverse culture shock, it's a thing. You can meet them at the plane, help with transportation, housing, retraining, listening to their stories, maybe setting up an open house at church so they can share. Whatever the missionary needs to not feel alienated or depressed, but to be integrated and supported. This might be the role for you. And each of these roles has a leader who guides and helps others on the team in the same role. And along the same line of thinking, there is one team leader for the entire care team. This person has the spiritual gift of leadership. It's usually one person. I've also seen it be a couple who head up the team at home, and they have the most communication with the missionary in the field. Basically, they help coordinate, making sure each role has what they need to function, something like sharing prayer requests with the prayer team or a list of items needed to be shipped for an upcoming outreach with the logistics group. Generally, care teams get together a minimum of once a month so everyone can stay up to date on what's going on with the mission. And for my care team, I hold monthly video calls and share what's going on, what's coming up, how people can be praying, how I'm doing. This also gives me a chance to catch up with people back home. Every missionary does it differently, but I would encourage you, if you're on a care team, at a minimum, to get together once a month and pray. I've mentioned a bunch of different spiritual gifts. If you don't know your spiritual gift, I included a link below to a test that I like, and it'll help you on the path to discover how God has equipped you to help the body of Christ. And if you want me to make another video just about spiritual gifts, just please let me know in the comments below. Also, whenever I make a video and post it a few days later, I think, oh, I should have included this or that. And this makes me sure that some of you have questions about what I've shared today. So please drop them below or shoot me an email. It's deb@nowdev.com. And I will get those answered for you and posted, because if you have that question, odds are a bunch of other people have it too. And remember to click the subscribe button below to get more updates on my care team and care team support information. And I'll leave you with this. God commanded us to make disciples of all nations. So I know he has a plan for you to be involved. I just don't know what that looks like for you. I'm going to ask you to pray and ask him to show you what he wants you to do, and then go and do it. Because remember, in Romans 12, it says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and those members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Thanks for watching, and God bless.